Sagittaire, je crois qu'il est temps pour moi de terminer cette émission d'une heure d'aujourd'hui. Je vous remercie pour votre fidélité et n'oubliez pas de nous écrire à notre courriel. voilisteners@gmail.com voilisteners@gmail.com Donc, je vous souhaite bonne journée, bonne soirée et à bientôt.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the
world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahmat, that will be presenting you the latest news from Indonesia and also various interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesia, including quote of the day from various Indonesian heroes. And also we have Let's Speak Indonesian Wonder and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. The first one, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo leads 80th Indonesian Independence Day ceremony at Merdeka Palace. The 2025 Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship closes with the Betawi Cultural Showcase, strengthening global cultural ties. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto presided over the 80th Indonesian Independence Day proclamation ceremony at Merdeka Palace on Sunday. Under the theme United Sovereignty, Prosperous People, Advance Indonesia, the ceremony brought together state officials, dignitaries, and members of public in a display of national pride. The event commenced with a formal report from the ceremony commander, Colonel Infantry Amril Hairuman Tehu Pelasuri, to President Prabowo, who served as the ceremony inspector. The red and white flag was raised by the Flag Raising Troop, or Paskibraka, of the Sovereign Indonesia team. This year, students from the People's School also appeared, singing along, adding to the excitement and solemnity of the independence commemoration. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in collaboration with the State University of Jakarta, or UNJ, held the closing ceremony of the 2025 Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship in Jakarta on Saturday. The ceremony was celebrated with a Betawi, or Native Jakarta, cultural performance by 12 young people from Asia, Pacific, and Africa. VOI reporter Putri Cahaya has the detail.
Salah satu suku yang terdapat di Indonesia adalah suku Betawi, yang memiliki lagu, tarian, dan budaya-budaya khas lainnya.
On Saturday morning, the stage of the Latif Handwriting Rat Hall witnessed the start of a special performance. A young woman from Uzbekistan opened the Betawi cultural performance by reading a story in Indonesian. She was one of the 12 participants in the 2025 Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, together with the State University of Jakarta, held the closing ceremony of ISCS 2025 at Raden Dewi Sartika Building of the University. The ceremony marked the final event of 2025's scholarship program, themed the Betawi Arts and Culture Festival. 12 young people from 10 countries, namely Fiji, Myanmar, Nepal, Laos, Uzbekistan, Tanzania, Mongolia, Papua New Guinea, South Africa, and Indonesia, studied Betawi culture together for 2 months. The Special Advisor to Foreign Minister on Management, Acep Somantri, said that this program not only introduced Indonesia's rich culture to the international community, but also serves as a bridge for cultural dialogue between countries.
The 2025 Indonesian Art and Culture Scholarship Program is more than a cultural training initiative. It is a bridge between nations. It is a space for intercultural dialogue, and it is a living laboratory for Indonesia's public diplomacy.
As the host of this year's program, Vice Rector of the State University of Jakarta, Ivan Iskandar, explained that the participants were invited to learn about various aspects of Betawi culture through workshops.
The proposed project in ISCS 2025 include the production of batik, crayon soap from used cooking oil, beer pletok, traditional Betawi herbal drinks, Indonesian traditional body scrub. Besides that, participants also learn basic Indonesian, national insights, and the history of Jakarta. Configure traditional wedding dress, national songs, as well as dances.
After the event, one of the awardees, Anudari Bolorbat, an English and drama teacher from Mongolia, shared that her favorite part of the program was cooking. She admitted her love for Indonesian food, which she found very different from her country's cuisine.
Oh, cooking! Oh, I love Indonesian food so much, and cooking has my favorite part. And then, like, even we have a cook lady at the house that we're staying, and whenever she's cooking, I just like to like see what she's doing, how she's cooking, because it's super different from my country.
The closing ceremony of the 2025 Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program was enlivened by various Betawi cultural performances by the awardees, including Gambang Kromong music, Kicir Kicir singing, Palang Pintu, a Betawi wedding attire fashion show, and the Siri Kuning dance. The event was also attended by ambassadors from the awardees' countries, lecturers, and other partners. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in his state address last Friday that emphasized the Indonesian government's commitment to upholding the law and eradicating corruption. This was supported by the Deputy Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno. Ofra Regina has the detail.
Pemerintah tidak akan main-main dengan korupsi, bahkan di internal partainya beliau sendiri, gitu ya. Jadi artinya juga bahkan itu juga berarti bahwa tidak ada yang akan mendapatkan keringanan terkait isu-isu korupsi.
Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Edi Suparno, underscore Presiden Prabowo Subianto's strong emphasis on law enforcement during Indonesia's 8th Independence Day commemorations in Jakarta on Friday. Presiden Prabowo in his state address reaffirmed his administration's commitment to upholding the rule of law and eradicating corruptions. Suparno noted that the president's firm stance demonstrates his unwavering resolve to take decisive actions against all unlawful activities, including corrupt practices.
Beliau menekankan tentang penegakan hukum, bahwa pemerintah tidak akan main-main dengan korupsi.
The president made clear that there will be no compromise on corruption, even within his own political party. This means zero tolerance for corruption cases. He also stressed that illegal mining operations must be shut down, and their backers will face strict legal consequences.
Meanwhile, Minister of Law Supratman Andi Aktas expressed confidence that the programs outlined in President Prabowo's address would significantly benefit the Indonesian people.
The core message is clear. Every presidential initiative is designed to improve the welfare of all Indonesians.
In his address, President Prabowo highlighted the government's achievement in protecting state finances, having secured approximately 300 trillion rupiah, or around $18 billion, from potential misuse. He further emphasized the administration's dedication to ensuring state assets are managed effectively for public benefits. Ofarina, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who presented his first state budget proposal to the Indonesian House of Representatives on Friday, emphasizing economic resilience amid global uncertainty. The 2026 draft state budget prioritizes food security, energy independence, and equitable resource distribution. Nur Kamila has the detail.
President of the Republic Indonesian Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia's economy remains stable amid global uncertainty. He made this statement in a state address to the Indonesian House of Representatives on Friday. Referring to the draft state budget as the piece has prepared since taking office, with a focus on resilience, independence, and the welfare of the people.
The first draft state budget that I have formulated as President of Republic of Indonesia. The 2026 state budget framework reflects the implementation of my vision and mission, alongside the Vice President, aimed at realizing a resilient, independent, and prosperous Indonesia. Resilience is the foundation for achieving independence and the people's prosperity.
Ketangguhan adalah fondasi.
In his address before the Indonesian House of Representatives, President Prabowo Subianto reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening strategic sector to achieve national self-sufficiency. He stresses the importance of managing natural resources for the benefit all of Indonesia.
We will strengthen resilience in food, energy, economy, and defense. Natural resources must be managed for the people, not for the benefit of a select few.
With the drafting of the 2026 state budget, President Prabowo emphasized hope that our fiscal policies will effectively address global challenges while ensuring the welfare of the Indonesian people in the years ahead. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
You're listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. President Prabowo Subianto has proposed Indonesia's 2026 state budget, marking a major commitment to education and national development. The plan allocates unprecedented funding for schools, teacher training, and scholarships, while prioritizing economic resilience and key sectors like healthcare and infrastructure. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
Akan berkontribusi bagi terwujudnya kesejahteraan rakyat Indonesia.
President Prabowo has unveiled the proposed 2026 state budget in a state address at the Parliament Building on Friday, just ahead of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. The budget is a massive 3,786.5 trillion rupiah, or around USD 243.6 billion. And the president emphasized that it will be used for the greatest welfare of the Indonesian people.
To support the development agenda amid global turmoil, the 2026 state budget architecture is designed as follows. State expenditure is allocated at 3,786.5 trillion rupiah. State revenue is targeted to reach 3,147.7 trillion rupiah.
Dialokasikan 3,786.5 trillion rupiah.
The budget will be channeled into 8 key national priority agendas to build a resilient and prosperous economy. These agendas include food security, energy resilience, human capital development, quality education, equitable healthcare, economic empowerment, national defense, and investment and trade. The education sector received the largest allocation in 2026, which President Prabowo announced will be the largest budget in the country's history.
The government is committed to meeting the 20% education budget, which is around 757.8 trillion rupiah for 2026, the largest in the history of the Republic of Indonesia.
This significant investment is driven by the belief that education is the most powerful tool for eradicating poverty and producing globally competitive human resources. A portion of the education budget will go toward key national programs like Sekolah Unggulan Garuda, a school initiative designed to prepare students for top universities worldwide. The president also stressed the importance of ensuring the budget is used effectively to improve the quality of education.
But we must be vigilant. The education budget must be right on target. We will improve teacher quality, strengthen vocational education, and align the curriculum with the needs of the workforce. The government is preparing scholarship for students under the Indonesia Pintar program for 21.1 million students.
In addition to scholarships, the president noted that schools will receive improved facilities, and teachers will benefit from better training and welfare. With 15.1 trillion rupiah, and 178.7 trillion rupiah from the state budget allocated to these areas respectively. Dikaden Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Last Friday, President Prabowo Subianto delivered an important speech during a special plenary session of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, marking Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. In his address, he focused on key issues like food independence, efficient government spending, and saving the country's assets. Today, we take a closer look at what the president said, what it means for the future, and how these promises might shape the lives of everyday Indonesians. Ihsan Syaputra has the detail.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Selamat pagi, salam sejahtera bagi kita sekalian.
At the annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly in Jakarta on Friday, August 15th, President Prabowo Subianto delivered his state address outlining several key points. Among them, he emphasized that the harmonious leadership transition in Indonesia reflects the maturity of the nation's democracy.
Saya sampaikan mereka, kita berhasil karena kita menganut demokrasi yang
I told them we succeeded because we adhere to a democracy that is uniquely Indonesian, a democracy that is calm, a democracy that unites, not a democracy that fights each other, brings each other down, curses each other, and insults each other, not a democracy that hates each other. That is what we must uphold.
Bukan demokrasi yang saling membenci. Inilah yang harus kita pegang teguh.
He then reaffirmed his personal commitment to combating corruptions across all government institutions, announcing plans to identify and safeguard 300 trillion rupiah in vulnerable state funds starting in 2025.
Karena itu, saya tidak ada pilihan lain selain memimpin.
I have no choice but to personally lead the fight against corruption and misappropriation in all executive bodies and government institutions. This is why, in early 2025, we identified and secured 300 trillion rupiahs from the state budget that was vulnerable to misuse.
300 trillion. Uang 300 triliun rupiah dari APBN yang kami lihat rawan diselewengkan.
Furthermore, President Prabowo reported that Indonesia's economic growth reached 5.12% in the first half of 2025, surpassing the 7 years average of around 5%.
Di tengah konflik politik, konflik ekonomi secara global, perang dagang,
amidst political conflict, global economic conflict, trade wars, and tariff wars, the Indonesian economy still managed to grow above 5%, growing at 5.12%, and experts believe that this will increase further in the future.
Para pakar yakin bahwa ini akan semakin meningkat di saat-saatnya akan mendatang.
He also announced that the free nutritious meal program has now expanded to over 20 million beneficiaries, with its positive impacts being felt daily across communities.
Pagi ini, saya mendapat laporan.
This morning, I received a report from the National Nutrition Agency confirming that 20 million school children, preschool children, pregnant women, and breastfeeding mothers are now receiving free nutritious meals daily.
Makan bergizi gratis setiap hari.
President Prabowo further outlined his plan to eliminate extreme poverty entirely through the Red and White Village Sub-District Cooperative Program, which has already established 80,000 units nationwide.
Koperasi di setiap desa akan meningkatkan ekonomi desa dan menciptakan
Cooperatives in every village will boost the local economy and create millions of jobs. Village and sub-district cooperatives will also alleviate the burden on our people by selling affordable rice, cooking oil, subsidized gas, and subsidized fertilizer at fair prices. We will also ensure people have access to protein, fish, and meat at reasonable costs.
Harga yang terjangkau. Dirgahayu Republik Indonesia ke-80.
Isan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
In 2010, during my tenure as President of Indonesia, I traveled to Oslo, Norway, to participate in the International Conference on Climate and Forestry. I was honored to co-chair the conference alongside the then Prime Minister of Norway, Jens Stoltenberg. The spirit of this gathering was to unite global effort in combating climate change. Before departing Oslo, I was inspired to write a song because of our strong commitment during the conference to preserve the environment. In Jakarta, I collaborated with the renowned composer Erwin Gutawa, who arranged the music, which we titled Untuk Bumi Kita, meaning For Our World in Indonesian. It was then sung by Sandi Sondoro, one of the prominent singers in Indonesia. 3 years later, in 2013, a musician from the U.S., Jeff Lober, translated the song into English, titled Save Our World. Jeffrey Pescato, an American singer, sang this version. In this video, in the new version of Save Our World, arranged by Tohpati, 35 Indonesian artists from different generations lend their voices to sing this beautiful song. It is a call to action, inviting every country and everyone to join hands to protect our future generation from climate disaster. Together, we can make a difference. Enjoy the video and let us act now to save our world.
Thank you. that fall loosely. Living in a moment, but if you will see, messy for me, can't see wrong me. Do these, but I'm walking into the rock seat. And now, apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah, kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekam manis, bersih kelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
Protect our children, children. Let us pray.
Of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Tak pernah ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single tak berakhir sama. That's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
For still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder presents information for beach lovers that we recommend you to visit Cilacap, Central Java, Indonesia. There is a beach called Indah Widara Payung Beach. It attracts people with its beautiful panoramic view. The soft and clean beach sand lies along three villages, namely Widara Payung Wetan, Widara Payung Kulon, and Sidayu. It's located in Binangun District, about 35 kilometers from the eastern part of Cilacap City, and takes about 45 minutes of travel time. Listeners, to enjoy Indah Widara Payung Beach, you have to pay an entrance ticket fee of about 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per person. Once you reach the beach, you'll be welcomed by a pristine black sand beach view. Indah Widara Payung Beach area tends to be flat and covered by coconut trees on the coast, creating a cooling atmosphere. Just like most beaches, you can swim at this beach. However, you have to be careful since the waves are quite big. Don't swim too far from the shore. But if you don't have the nerve to swim in open water, then you can swim in the swimming pool available at this beach. Because of the big waves, surfing has become a favorite activity for visitors. Besides surfing and swimming, you can also explore Indah Widara Payung Beach area by riding on horseback or horse-drawn carts along the beach. By spending 40,000 to 50,000 rupiah, you can rent a horse-drawn cart or a horse to enjoy the beauty of Widara Payung Beach. Don't forget to try local food such as Mendoan Amba and Yutuk Crackers. Yutuk is a sand crab that is fried like crackers. Widara Payung Beach is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, parking area, prayer room, swimming pool, and homestay. That's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
in the face. Never bother me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, think, now do something for your nation.
Dari pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemana pun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempatku. Bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Dibuai, dibesarkan,
dibesarkan muda. Tuhan melindung di hari itu
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Nyalakan pelitamu, terangi jiwa yang hilang. Halilintar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, unity in diversity. Close your eyes, open up your heart, Big Jaya akan menjelang.
Oh, di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu ini
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin.
C
J
C
J,
which can be used for
진짜
chocolate
질라나.
Let's continue. D
D
D
D,
which can be used for
danau,
dodol,
desa.
That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Title, Tahuli Limama from Gorontalo. Listener, the inner bone, love, and longing of a child for his mother never fails to bring emotion to a song. So it is with our pop song from Gorontalo entitled Tahuli Limama. The song Tahuli Limama contains a deep meaning of a child's love and longing from his mother. The word Tahuli itself in Gorontalo language means feelings of longing or true love. The lyric in the song Tahuli Limama express longing for mother, sincere feelings of love and appreciation for their irreplaceable love and sacrifice. The lyric also depicts a portrait of togetherness and family warmth of the Gorontalo community. Well, listener, here is Tahuli Limama song by Giuda Manik. Enjoy listening the song.
Wow, akhirat ini. Indonesia to the world.
Is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought.
Songs Indonesia.
Aku ini adalah dirimu. Cinta ini adalah cintamu.
Today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email voilisteners@gmail.com or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma.